This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It's Wednesday. We're getting through the week. Thanks again if you joined us for Politics and Pints last night. We had a wonderful time. It was great to see so many friends, make new friends, and it was a blast to be on stage with everybody. So I believe the video is on YouTube at our 1210WPHD.com YouTube page. So take a look and take a watch, and that'd be great. Justin Goodman is the Senior Vice President of Advocacy and Public Policy for the White Coat Waste Project. And he joins us now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. You can follow him on X at Justin R. Goodman. Justin, welcome back to the show, my man. How you doing?
Rich, my friend, always a pleasure to be here.
This has been a big week. Well, first of all, let's go back. How many years now have you been advocating for the end of gain-of-function research?
2019, we first uncovered that Fauci was funding the Wuhan lab. January 2020, we went to the White House to warn them about it. And April 2024, we went public with Fauci's funding for the Wuhan lab. And a couple days later, Trump went on TV famously during the coronavirus briefing, cut the funding for the Wuhan lab. And we've been spending the last 5 years not only trying to cut off the Wuhan lab permanently, EcoHealth permanently, but all gain of function experiments everywhere.
All right. You and I started talking way back when, and you've been on the show for years, and I appreciate it, and I'm very, very impressed with the work you guys do over there. Explain gain-of-function research to us, because we hear the term. A lot of people don't know what it means, right? They think it might mean it's something that's going to result in some life-saving benefit to mankind or something.
Yeah, I think a better phrase for gain of function is bioweapons, because that's essentially what it is. There is no civilian application for taking viruses out of nature and then engineering them in laboratories intentionally using animal experiments to make these viruses more deadly and more contagious. The chances of one of these lab-created viruses mimicking what will break out in nature or naturally evolve in the wild is astronomically small. It ain't going to happen. The purpose of this, and that's kind of the window dressing that they put around this bioweapons experimentation, is that, well, we need to do this in case this virus breaks out in nature. And whatever they're creating, there's no chance that that's going to happen. So instead, what's really happening is they are creating lab-generated viruses as bioweapons under the guise of, you know, public health or infectious disease research. And that Fauci was the one steering those programs and the billions of dollars that were funding them both in the United States and in foreign countries.
What is the Furin cleavage site, which sounds hot. It sounds like something in my like my OnlyFans account or something like that. But what does that mean? Furin cleavage.
Furin cleavage site is the unique characteristic that COVID-19 has that other naturally occurring coronaviruses don't have. That's what was added to the bat viruses that EcoHealth and the Wuhan lab went out and collected in the wild and brought back into the laboratory. They added this furin cleavage site, which makes the virus more deadly and more contagious to people. And then what they did to test if it would kill people is that they created humanized mice. They genetically engineered mice to have human lung characteristics and then exposed the mice to these lab-generated viruses. And it killed lots and lots and lots of them. And the lab downplayed the degree to which this virus was killing. The House Oversight Committee found that the lab was downplaying the degree to which this virus had become so virulent and deadly.
Justin Goodman is with me from the White Coat Waste Project. All right, you've gone after Fauci for years, and bravo to you. So is Senator Rand Paul. Sean, if you could, let's cue up cut 14. When Rand Paul was a senator, and he was saying, and Fauci was there, I mean, Fauci lied to Rand Paul. Is that an accurate assessment from your perspective, Justin?
Yeah, he lied in front of Rand Paul and perjured himself, committing a felony many times over.
Now, he's been pardoned by former President Joe Biden, but that doesn't mean that the Senate or the Congress can't still go after him. In fact, it makes it even easier for them to go after him because now he can't fall back on his Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination. So here's Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax talking about Dr. Fauci, cut 14.
Senator, welcome back to National Report. Okay, Trump administration 2.0 is back in charge. Are you hopeful that they actually get to the bottom of COVID-19?
You know, we're excited about the Trump administration actually helping. We've been through several years of the Biden administration actually trying to hide the ball, covering up what had happened, obscuring the truth, and really refusing to give any records concerning this. I've been trying for over 3 years to get non-classified records about the decision to fund the research in Wuhan, and it's been denied. But I can tell you, under Secretary Kennedy, under Jay Bhattacharya, the records are beginning to flow. And what we're discovering is, yes, they did debate over whether or not it was gain of function. Fauci said everybody said it was not gain of function. Well, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And ultimately, Dr. Fauci is going to need to come back in and explain why he made this decision. There ultimately will be an interview, either voluntarily or involuntarily, if he won't come. He will have to come back and explain to the American people why he decided to fund this research in China. This may be one of the greatest medical errors in modern history, and he bears a large part of the responsibility for this.
Sure.
Justin Goodman, White Coat Waste Project, would you like to add anything on top of what Senator Rand Paul just said?
Well, yeah, I think we do need to haul Fauci back into Congress and ask him questions about what really happened in Wuhan. I mean, we know that he repeatedly lied to Senator Paul and said he never funded gain of function, but we got the receipts. White Coat Waste FOIA lawsuits against NIH got records where the NIH and EcoHealth Alliance basically carved out a loophole and redefined gain of function so it wouldn't fall under the ban that was in place. And then the head of EcoHealth Alliance, the Wuhan Labs collaborator here in the U.S., wrote an email to NIH, said, thank you for lifting our gain-of-function research pause.
Wow. Dead to rights right there.
Wyman, an email from 2016. So, and then years later, of course, Fauci says it wasn't gain-of-function. And then the NIH eventually admits, yeah, it was gain-of-function. So Fauci, yeah, he perjured himself about that. He perjured himself about not using his personal email for NIH business. And we know there's lots of evidence that he did, including emails we got through FOIA about his Beagle testing, where he told a reporter at the Washington Post to contact him at his Gmail address to discuss the issue. So listen, we have the receipts. Fauci repeatedly lied and committed felonies by lying in front of Congress. He's not going to be held accountable criminally for that. But we can hold him accountable in other ways, including hauling him back in Congress, getting answers to hard questions, and erasing Fauci's fingerprints from the federal government. And that's what we're working on right now. And that's the problem, that even though he's gone, one of his colleagues was just promoted inside the NIH to take over Fauci's role as the head of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. Another gain of function researcher just got promoted to run Fauci's former division. And many animal experiments that Fauci was funding in the U.S., tick infestation experiments on puppies, COVID infection experiments on cats, Fauci's Monkey Island off the coast of South Carolina. These projects in the last couple of months have had their funding renewed. So we do really need to clean house at the NIH, and we're, you know, cautiously optimistic that Jay Bhattacharya is going to do that. He obviously made a big decision this week, finally ending the dog lab inside the NIH that we've been fighting for 9 years.
The beagles, right?
But there's a lot more work to be done. Yeah, that was a beagle lab inside the NIH where they were buying beagle puppies. They bought a batch less than a year ago. That was the most recent one where they pumped bacteria into their lungs to give them pneumonia, and then they were bleeding them out to cause hemorrhages and put them into septic shock. They killed 2,100 beagles just in this single lab inside NIH headquarters. We've been trying to shut it down for 9 years with lawsuits, advocacy campaigns, legislation, and the Trump administration just announced on Sunday they're finally shutting it down after we had meetings with NIH and DOGE and urged them to do it. So we're thrilled about that, but there's definitely more work to be done.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Justin Goodman, White Coat Waste Project. Let me ask you this question. As we look towards the future, and you've got Bobby Kennedy in there, obviously you guys are against all forms of animal testing. So how do we find answers to diseases and things if we don't do animal testing? What's the plan for that?
Well, that's a great question, Rich. You know, our position on animal testing is the FDA, NIH, DOD, all these agencies are constantly lamenting how ineffective and wasteful it is, yet they continue to fund it. Horrible return on investment for taxpayers. The federal government is the single largest funder of animal testing in the world, wasting about $20 billion a year on experiments on dogs, cats, monkeys, bunnies, and other animals. Our job at White Coat Waste, we're trying to get the government out of the animal testing business. It's not a good investment for the federal government because it's not paying dividends for taxpayers. Let the private sector fund it.
Okay.
But you're also seeing at the FDA, EPA, and other agencies, including the NIH, that they're announcing that they're going to shift to things that are actually relevant to human beings, and that's good. But to free up funding for those other programs, we've got to start slashing animal testing. It's costing us billions of dollars. We're getting nothing for it except bodies of dead puppies, and we can do better. And the first Trump administration made historic progress ending animal experiments exposed by White Coat Waste, including the government's largest kitten lab, where they were going to China buying cat and dog meat at wet markets and force feeding it to kittens, and cannibalism experiments here in the U.S. Yeah, that happened with the USDA for decades.
That sounds like something out of a freaking Thomas Harris novel. You know what I mean? The guy who wrote Silence of the Lambs.
Totally deranged. The USDA put the guy in charge of those experiments at their Hall of Fame, if that tells you anything about the perspective of these laboratories. So Trump shut that down. We adopted out a bunch of those cats. One of them still lives with our president and founder. He shut down dog and cat testing at the VA, primate nicotine experiments at the FDA. So there was a lot of great progress we made under Trump 45.
Wait, are they like, smoking monkeys who were smoking, basically, trying to quit?
Yeah. They weren't actually smoking, but they had jackets. They were locked into jackets and had IVs that infused them with nicotine directly into their veins. And that cost $5.5 million. We exposed it, and Trump's FDA cut it soon after our investigation and actually retired the monkeys to a sanctuary in Florida. So
good.
They have Trump administration has a great track record of shutting down these wasteful programs that are, you know, torching piles of money and killing puppies. And we're seeing that they're picking up where they left off. You know, obviously they shut down this dog lab. They just put a ban on gain of function in adversarial countries and are cracking down on gain of function here in the United States. So we're moving in the right direction, and we're thrilled that the government is taking steps to prevent dangerous and cruel experiments on animals, both in the U.S. and abroad. I mean, you know, one other thing is, despite what happened in Wuhan, the NIH is still funding or there's still 20 labs, animal labs in China that are eligible for U.S. funding. And there's actually one lab in China right now receiving funding from NIH and DOD to torture 300 puppies a week in drug tests. So this is low-hanging fruit as far as I'm concerned for the Trump administration. We got the dog labs shut down at the NIH, and now we've got to move on to what's happening outside of the NIH with our tax dollars as well.
Justin Goodman, keep up the good work, my man. I appreciate it. Follow him on X at Justin R. Goodman and follow the White Coat Waste Project as well. Thanks so much for joining us here. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Rich.
The Rich Zeoli Show. Smart, funny radio.
On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
All right, just in case you're wondering, by the way, no Pope. We got black smoke coming out of the Vatican. And we'll try again tomorrow. That's how it is. That's how it goes. But we may have a very special papal correspondent joining us today, later in the show. I'll tell you all about that as we go on. We continue. Big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. By the way, I want to mention, we're going to be back at the Grand Hotel of Cape May in a little over a month. So June 20th, and it's going to be here before you know it. Make sure you make your reservation today for the Grand Hotel of Cape May for June 20th. A lot of people came out last night to the Great American Pub, and thank you if you did. But the nature of that room, it was kind of hard for people to hear the show. And I did not get a chance to say hello to everybody because I had to run right out of there at 6 o'clock to go and do the meet and greet for Politics and Pints. So if you were there last night and you're like, wow, it's the only guy, what a jerk, didn't even say hello, I'm sorry. I didn't have a choice. Darth Stalker, the corporate shill, made me jump into a car with Dan Borowski, who drives like a freaking maniac, by the way, DeSantis. He's a terror on the roads. Really is. You drive like an old lady. He drives like a homicidal maniac.
Well, I don't know about that second part, but we had a lovely drive to Washington, D.C. and back. I don't know what you're griping about.
Took hours. Hours and hours. At least double
traffic.
The time it should have taken.
It may have been a little bit shorter if we hadn't stopped at that burger joint that didn't actually exist.
Yeah, that's true. The Fugazi burger joint. The Phantom burger joint.
Never... Still bitter about that.
Yeah, well, I'm still bitter about the fact you didn't feed my son on the ride home when you drove last time we were in D.C.
I didn't know he was hungry. I feel terrible now. I would have happily stopped at McDonald's.
By the way, what did you think of the show last night?
Which
exactly. I knew it. I knew you didn't watch. Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable, DeSantis. You know that? Unbelievable.
I have things going on. I didn't watch it live. I'll probably watch it at some point.
You're not
going to
watch it. You're not going
to. I am going to watch it.
Stop it. Stop.
I'll
skip to the
watch
end.
Parts of it.
Watch parts of it. Yeah, watch parts of it. Unbelievable. All right, fine. Well, we've got Dr. Wilfred Riley joining us in the 5 o'clock hour. That'll be fun. We'll talk to him, find out what's going on in the world of woke. And, we got a lot more to talk about, including, by the way, Dave Portnoy reacting more about that bar in Philly where they had the F the Jews sign and this Temple student who now has gone on a podcast hosted by somebody who called Dave Portnoy a horrible, horrible Jewish slur. So we'll talk about that as the show continues. You don't want to miss a single minute of this. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Black.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Smoke in Rome, at the Vatican, they have no Pope, no Pope today, no Pope today, no Pope for you, no Pope for you. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. Today was a big announcement by Kash Patel and Pam Bondi regarding a bunch of real scumbags that they arrested. And I'm very happy about that because we don't like pedophiles, rapists, child rapists, and these other people. The question last night that was asked of Politics and Pints is, what's going on with the Epstein files? I don't know. I have no idea. I really don't. And
go one after the other.
I think you brought it up, Matt. I don't know the answer to what's going on with the Epstein files. I really have no idea. I said it's a bad look to come out and announce you got a big announcement to make, but then you don't have anything that you're gonna give on that. She addressed it briefly today, the Attorney General. So it's cue up cut number 7. She addressed the Epstein files briefly. I hope that we can get more. I'm going to be confident and optimistic. I think it's too soon to be overly critical. But yeah, people's patience is running thin because they came out and said, yep, we're getting everything tomorrow. And I'm guessing that the delay has to do with protecting victims. And that process probably takes a while and probably longer than maybe the Attorney General originally thought, because Pam Bondi is a good person. She's stand up. She's not going to go out there and mislead people. There's no benefit statement to her to do so. And I don't believe that she found something in there that she's now trying to cover up. I don't believe that nonsense at all. I think it really just comes down to the fact that there are a lot of victims. You have to figure out how to make sure that those names are protected. And maybe some of them want to come forward. Maybe some of them don't. There's a process involved in all this, and there might be other things, too. I have long been convinced, and I will be until I'm proven wrong, that Jeffrey Epstein was an intelligence source. He was an asset. And I think that that's probably another issue that they're dealing with right now. And if, like our friend Gerald Posner has pointed out before, you know, the FBI and the CIA, they're always competing with each other. If that's the case, if Epstein was an intelligence asset, that may also be delaying these files because there may be implications with foreign leaders or foreign people that we don't want to come out for whatever reason, because we want to keep the goods on. I don't know. Obviously, I'm completely speculating on all this. But I don't agree with the idea that Pam Bondi would be involved in some cover-up. And I don't agree with the idea that Pam Bondi would be out there just saying stuff for the sake of saying stuff. She's an accomplished lawyer. She was the Attorney General of Florida. Got to know her well in the campaign, thanks to her buddy Linda Kearns, bringing me out to all those election integrity events in Pennsylvania. And she's a stand-up person. So I'll be patient. This is what she said today. This is cut number 7. Take a listen.
The FBI, they're reviewing. There are tens of thousands of videos of Epstein with children or child porn. And there are hundreds of victims, and no one victim will ever get released. It's just the volume, and that's what they're going through right now. The FBI is diligently going through that.
Yeah, and I understand that. I do. I get that point. So, yeah, I mean, it's like anything else, right? He's been there 100 days. And I know we're at this moment in our life where we expect everything instantaneously, but you're dealing with forces and bureaucracies. It's going to take some time. Not only with the Epstein files, but with other things too. I got asked the other question, another question last night at Politics and Pints. It was a great question, which is, you know, how much time do people give Trump in order for the tariffs to kick in? Yeah, look, at some point, all these things, you got to deliver on all these things, no doubt about it, but it has to happen. Here is Kash Patel, that's the next cut, Sean, talking about the big bust that they did today of child scumbag people that were going after children. These are the scumbags, the worst of the worst kind of people. Take a listen.
Our children. If you harm our children, you will be given no sanctuary. There is no place we will not come to hunt you down. There is no place we will not look for you. And there is no cage we will not put you in should you do harm to our children. The prioritization of this administration and General Bondi has made it abundantly clear to child predators. You will be hunted down and you will be prosecuted. And that is a refreshing thing to hear for the men and women who do this work tirelessly. And it's also an acknowledgement of the safety that we look forward to bringing America.
It's really important that we go after these. Remember during the campaign, very early on, it was considered to be a conspiracy theory that there were pedophiles out there, that there were people preying on children. Remember that? And that was part of it. It was people kept saying, no, like, this is real. You know, there are sexual predators out there. And that was, again, another conspiracy theory. Well, today, another conspiracy theory got proven to be absolutely true. Hundreds of alleged sex predators arrested by the feds. AG Pam Bondi warns no one will escape justice. We will find you. More than 200 alleged child sex predators have been arrested in the past week under a new joint operation. The 205 arrests made as part of Operation Restore Justice saw 115 children rescued across the United States as part of the historic and unprecedented joint Justice Department and FBI operation. Some of the suspects charged include an illegal immigrant from Mexico, a Minnesota state trooper, and a D.C. police officer, according to the FBI director. State Trooper Jeremy Francis Plonsky faces a mandatory minimum of 15 years in prison after he was arrested for producing child sexual abuse material while in uniform. Former Metropolitan Police Department officer Linwood Barnhill, a convicted sex offender, is accused of exploiting more victims, including children, while on supervised release. This is from the New York Post story. Barnhill allegedly recruited children to engage in commercial sex acts, which he profited from financially, according to the complaint. Bondi said these depraved human beings, if convicted, will face the maximum penalty in prison, some life. We will find you. We will arrest you. We will charge you. If you are online targeting a child, you will not escape us. The FBI and the Department of Justice will come after you and we will prosecute you. Federal agents from 55 field offices were involved in the operation. Their work undoubtedly saved lives and protected vulnerable kids from further horrific crimes, he wrote on X. Operation Restore Justice is a powerful message. If you harm children in America, you'll be given no sanctuary. There is nowhere you can hide. Bondi also shared a warning for parents on keeping their children safe from online predators. Parents, you have to know this is so serious. Your child has no right to privacy on the internet, none, she said. You have to monitor what your kids are doing, whether they're playing games on the internet, on social media, or other websites that children and teenagers frequent, an online predator can find them. She said, I always say it's from instant message to instant nightmare. They're predators. They pose as children. They get them sometimes to post explicit pictures of themselves after they talk to them, and then in some cases, they even try to blackmail the children. There's a movement out there, minor attracted persons. It's a real thing, MAPs, minor attracted persons, which is this notion that we should, as a society, normalize people that are attracted to people under the legal age of consent. That we should somehow embrace this. We should somehow say this is normal because if people feel this way, then they should be accepted and loved in our society. It's a real thing. And, you know, there are people that prey on very, very young children. there are people that date and go after people that are, you know, vulnerable teenagers. And they're obviously just different groups, but some of this stuff is so sick. I mean, I've talked to officers who've investigated some of this stuff and what they've seen. I mean, and some of this stuff is beyond like human comprehension in terms of what you can ever fathom. And you know, just because people feel something doesn't mean it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, as humans, we have lots of impulses and lots of desires that are negative. The goal is to overcome them. I mean, we used to just like kill people if we wanted to, you know, to claim power and things like that. We've tempered our animal instincts. And if you have an instinct to go after a child, like you, and you know, I mean, it's a sickness, it's an illness, no doubt about it. If you take action, you do it, you got to be prosecuted to the absolute fullest extent of the law. To act like this doesn't happen, to laugh this off as some crazy conspiracy theory. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein was literally is what he was doing. I mean, he was literally bringing people to sleep with underage girls. There's a whole network of people out there that achieve great success and power, and they think it's the ultimate achievement to be able to have a child. It's bizarre and it's sick, and it's something that they actually touched upon in the show True Detective, by the way. If you ever watch that show, actually go down that road in season one and season three, actually. But, and I'm sure there's a lot of very powerful people that engage in this behavior, and sadly, some of those people will get away with it. Hopefully, not for long. I remember early on in the first term in Trump's administration, you know, they talked about QAnon, and they said QAnon had this crazy idea that there were all these pedophiles and child rapists out there, and there were people smuggling children. Let's not forget something. We have over 350,000 children who were unaccompanied minors who entered this country illegally, and we have no idea where the hell they are. We don't know where they are. That's a whole lot of kids right there. You know, and do I think a certain percentage of them have gone into sex trafficking? Yes. Sadly to say, horrific, but absolutely, no doubt about it. So hopefully they can go after that too. It'd be nice. Here's Kash Patel testifying, talking about the FBI and the subcommittee. This is where is this from, Matt? Cut 40. What is this now? This is from today?
So this just happened a little while ago. It's Kash Patel testifying before the House Appropriations Subcommittee. This is just his opening statement. I thought it was pretty interesting. It's a little long, so feel free to tap out whenever you've had enough.
All right, let's do it. Great.
The FBI has undertaken in the few short months that I've been at the helm. We have apprehended three of the FBI's most top 10 wanted fugitives in the world. Three in less than 3 months. We've joined our partners at DHS and conducted targeted operations to round up fugitives around the country. For instance, in Massachusetts alone, we have apprehended 370 violent fugitives. We seized, along with our partners at DHS and the Department of Defense, in one operation down off the coast of Florida, 44,000 pounds of illicit narcotics. That's $500 million of pure narcotics that would have hit the streets are now off the streets permanently. And as part of Operation Allied Corridor, we've targeted approximately 3,000 illegal aliens with ties to criminal organizations who are eligible for deportation or removal. Children, today, as we talked about with the Attorney General in Operation Restore Justice, prioritizing crimes against children is a priority of mine and will continue to be of the FBI. Just this morning, we announced that we executed over 450 search warrants and have rounded up in the last month alone over 400 individuals who choose to enact acts of violence against our children. 205 in the last week alone, to include individuals in positions of trust, such as teachers and law enforcement officers. They are committing some of the most heinous crimes against the most innocent of our society, and we will not tolerate it. It will remain a priority for us. As we double down on criminal threats, we're never going to stop pursuing the mission of defending the homeland. Foreign spies are trying to steal our technology, are trying to steal our agricultural products and seeds. Cyber actors are looking to infiltrate our networks on a daily basis from all parts of the world. And foreign and domestic terrorists continue their plotting, both here and overseas. It's hard not to overstate the operational tempo that the FBI must act and will continue to act since I've been at the helm in these last 3 months.
Let me jump in here. Thank you very much. I think it's good, obviously, that we're focusing on these priorities versus going after Americans who, you know, shopped at Cabela's and bought fishing hats, and Catholics praying in Latin at mass, and parents speaking at school board meetings. I mean, what a refreshing change. Biden's Department of Justice, and particularly the Office of Civil Rights, they spent a lot of time going after people praying outside of abortion clinics and prosecuting them for violating the FACE Act, which is a laughable joke. Mark Houck in Pennsylvania comes to mind. Local man prosecuted for that under federal law, even though the woke, far-left district attorney, Soros-funded district attorney Larry Krasner, declined to prosecute. And what happened? A jury of his peers acquitted him after a very quick deliberation, by the way. It's nice, really, is to have an attorney general and an FBI director who are pursuing all these things. And I think you have to give Pam Bondi the benefit of the doubt with the Epstein stuff. I really do. I think you have to give. Look, maybe I'll be wrong, and you know, maybe this whole thing will be a cover up. I just don't think so. And the reason why is because there are other people in Trump's orbit who would immediately bring that to his attention or to somebody else's attention if that were the case. And it's not just her looking at these files. Remember, there's several people involved here at the Department of Justice. It's not just the AG. It's not like she's sitting in her office and has all the Epstein files and nobody else can see them. So if there were actually things that people believed that was some sort of cover up or something like that, they would say something. The White House has eyes over there, obviously. The White House's eyes everywhere within the administration. So that, you know, I it's way too soon to come to that determination. Should she have maybe tempered the enthusiasm when she said that we're going to have this huge? Yeah, absolutely. You can't go out there and promise something and then not deliver, because then it makes people very suspicious. And then people turn around and go, what are you hiding? And that's because for years we have been dealing with that very situation where people come out and say something and then we turn around and go, what the hell are you hiding? And it turns out they were hiding something. So, but it's a refreshing change to actually have the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Attorney General of the United States actually go after criminals, not American citizens, not violating the civil liberties of Americans. What? And to go after illegal immigrants, too, who've engaged in things like this Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who engaged in human smuggling himself. And I'm glad that guy's gone. I want to give a shout out actually on X, because who is it now? It was, let's see, Salty Vet, who found this from the article that I quoted for ABC News. This is interesting here. ABC News, the DOJ has been investigating a Tennessee traffic stop in 2022 involving Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Salvadoran man at the center of a court battle over his mistaken deportation from Maryland to El Salvador by the Trump administration, ABC News has learned. Now, what's interesting, they call him a Salvadoran man, not a Maryland man. As far as the mistaken deportation, there's no mistake about his deportation. Kilmar Abrego Garcia was supposed to be deported. The question is to where? And he was not deported. There was an order to not deport him to El Salvador, but that's stupid. And it doesn't matter. He's gone and he's not coming back. And he's in his country where he belongs. And the United States no longer has any authority in this matter. And case closed. That's that. And I wouldn't lose a second of sleep for Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the wife-beating, MS-13 gangbanging human smuggler. I think you don't have to lose an ounce of sleep for him tonight. All right, we got a lot more to come on the show today, including the... before I go to break, so that crazy purple-haired lunatic, do we have video of this?
No, I just have audio right now.
All right, do me a favor, load up a video for the 5 o'clock hour of Rose... Because with that crazy purple hair, how can we not put that in video, right? So...
It's a little more tame today, I have to say. It's a darker purple that blends in with her dark brown hair.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Let's take a look on the YouTube stream in the next hour, because we got 2 hours to go and 15 minutes, but who's counting? All right, more to come on the show. Big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VANARIA, VeneriaDental.com. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends at Emmons. When it comes to your home, trust and craftsmanship, these things are paramount. You got to make sure the job is done right. That's why I want you to use the great team at Emmons. EmmonsRoofing.com. EMMONS. EmmonsRoofing.com. They're the best. That's why I've been using them for over 10 years. If your home needs a new roof, for example, you're going to have a lifetime warranty on that roof with the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business. You're also going to have a 10% discount as well. 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson window replacement, doors, and so much more. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to Emmons today. Matt and Stephanie will take great care of you. They even have a bathroom remodeling division. And my wife was very happy with the work they did in our old house remodeling our bathroom. All you got to do is go to EmmonsRoofing.com. They'll take great care of you. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And if you have a shore house, that summer sun is about to beat down on that roof. So have Emmons give it a free roof inspection. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you will get that 10% off discount and a lifetime warranty. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me read an email for you from Paul. This is the subject. All right. The whole email is just the subject. NIH Fauci, blah, blah, blah. Why hasn't he been back under scrutiny? JFK, Epstein, big, beautiful deal, nothing. GOP Dems, nothing for the American people. Immigration is the one shining success. Even Doge is a bit of a joke. Thanks. Have a great day. The Republicans are screwed in 2 years and really screwed in four. That's the whole subject line. Wasn't even the body of the email. That was the whole subject line. It almost sounds like a Billy Joel song, like NIH, like blah, blah, blah. Why? Anyway, look, it's 100 days. It's 100 days. I know we're at this moment where everything is instant. You know, you order something, it instantly arrives, and we're kind of used to that now, but you got to give it more time than that. It's 100 days. I mean, yeah, look, if these things are not delivered upon, yes, I agree. If they aren't delivered on, then people will be very, very upset. And they'll lose faith, and they probably won't come back either. Because Trump's the chance. I mean, if he's not going to do it, nobody's going to believe anybody else who says they're going to. You know what I mean? So, but look, they released the JFK files. There just wasn't really anything in there that was a smoking gun. Does that really surprise you, though, considering how many years they've been sitting on that stuff? Anything that would have implicated anybody would have been removed a long time ago, or it was never in there in the first place. I never really believed that there was going to be anything in there that would be a smoking gun. I just think the government likes just messing with us. So they classify everything, keep it from the people, and, you know, that's what they do. But I wasn't expecting some, like, oh my God, look, here's a picture of the guys on the grassy knoll shooting. No, if there was anything like that, it was gone a long time ago. As far as Epstein goes, I gave you my reasoning for why I think it's taking so long. Maybe I'll be wrong. Big, beautiful bill, it's in the works. I mean, they're negotiating a lot of different things. This is a This is Congress you're talking about now, and they'll get it done. I have full faith they'll get it done. They will make the Trump tax cuts permanent. If they don't, they're toast. So, but I think you just have to be a little bit patient here. I mean, he's moving at lightning speed, but the system is designed to work slow. I mean, our entire system of government is designed to work slow. Legislative process, how a bill becomes law. I mean, it's not for a reason. It was, you know, the founders intentionally created a slow, deliberative process for things. So, like I said last night, if Trump doesn't deliver on all this stuff, if the Republicans don't deliver on all this stuff, yeah, they're screwed. They're toast, obviously. Part of politics is delivering on what you've said you're going to do. But he's accomplished a lot already in terms of the border. DOGE, I don't think, is a joke. I think DOGE has been an incredible success in exposing all the waste, the amount of redundancy and bureaucracy. I mean, you're talking billions and billions of dollars of waste and billions of dollars of regulations that are unnecessary and antiquated systems. Like, for example, I mean, you know, we're all talking about Newark Airport and all the airports in our region, which are experiencing. There's a story in The Wall Street Journal today about Philadelphia International Airport and how they had a scare there at the air traffic controllers and they had to divert flights up to Newark. His system's a mess. And the previous administration wasted all this cash on nonsense. Diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense, and social justice, and climate justice, and all that other justice crap, as opposed to actually fixing these antiquated systems of air traffic control. You look at the air traffic control, it looks like a game of friggin' Pong. That's what it looks like. You got the white dots around. It looks like a bad 80s video game. That's what it looks like. The kind of game that, like, kids would not want to play today because they would think it was boring. But that's what the air traffic control system is. They wasted so much money, and it's remarkable how much money was wasted and not brought up to speed in where we are and what we need for modern times. So again, it's going to take time to put that in place. And just like the tariffs, and I've said now every single day since Trump has announced his Liberation Day, we need deals. We got to get some deals going, and we got to announce them very, very soon. If we don't, it's going to be a problem. Absolutely, it's going to be a problem. But we got to get those deals done. We need to have that happen. It's very important. Hopefully soon. I mean, hopefully these deals will be announced very soon. But yeah, I just think that we have to manage expectations here. We're all used to Trump being a bull in a China shop, and he is. But there's also certain restraints on things that, you know, and then there's the inevitable letdown. Like, yeah, the JFK files were going to be a letdown. I'm sure the RFK files and the MLK files will be a letdown because the bureaucracy covers for itself. So anything in there that would implicate anybody in anything, long gone. You think it's just sitting in the National Archives in College Park, Maryland? No chance. They just don't allow that to happen. So that's just the reality. And I mean, I'm frustrated by it too. I think the real holdup with Epstein, though, honestly, truly, is the fact that he was an intelligence asset. And they're trying to sort all that out because we don't know what foreign allies or other people that were caught up in this net. I hope they don't get away with it. I really hope they don't. But maybe they're trying to figure out how best to break the news to them that they got him. I don't know what I don't know. So one of those old sayings in life, you know, I don't know what I don't know. I do know what I don't know. I mean, I do know what I know. And that is the Democrats in New Jersey, for example, are putting up a bill that will raise your electricity prices even further. Yes, because that's what Democrats do. They're still doubling down on their Green New Deal nonsense. So we'll talk about all that as the show continues today. Dr. Wilfred Riley is going to join us. And if you're wondering, what is it going to mean for China now that we have an ambassador to China officially named? It's going to mean a lot. He's going to go there with specific charges from the president. We'll talk about that more as well. Black smoke from the Vatican. No Pope yet. 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.